Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are not coming to you from our studio inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta, but we're virtual in Alpharetta in these times of the pandemic and COVID-19. But know that Renaissance is open for business. The drive-thrus are open. You can go through and drive through as of this date on April 1st, 2020. And you can also visit them inside the bank by appointment. So check them out, renaissancebank.com, or call your local branch and ask for an appointment, or go to renaissancebank.com and find your location that's near you. Great folks there at Renaissance that we really enjoy working with here at North Fulton Business Radio. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. Folks, I want to welcome an old friend, John Wittenberg. John is the owner of Minuteman Press in Sandy Springs. John, welcome.
Hi, John. Great to be with you.
Great to have you here. So for those that don't know you, don't know about Minuteman Press, tell them a little bit about what you do.
John, we are a full-service printing company in lovely Sandy Springs, Georgia.
Right.
We are full-service in that we can provide a wide variety of print and print marketing products for businesses and individuals that may need us. We have been deemed an essential business because we are closely affiliated with the U.S. Postal Service. We have done and continue to do direct mailing, both every door direct mail and also using our permit and customer mailing list to send out a variety of mailing to businesses and people. And I will say there's probably no better time to do a direct mail because so many folks are at home and looking for distractions. And this is probably one of the few times that people may be actually looking forward to the mail person coming home.
So, boy, isn't that the truth? I know that's true at my house. So that's really a good point. And I think you're right now, so many people have just poo-pooed direct mail. They've really gotten out of the habit of it, or they don't have anything set up for that anymore. And so you really stand out. Even before all this stuff happened here a few weeks ago, you really stood out then, but certainly now.
Well, the statistics have shown, of course, you can make statistics work for you or against you. But statistics have shown that we as a human being, a bunch of human beings, despite the proliferation of all the digital media, the social media, the emails, etc., we still crave the physical interaction. There's something about opening a card, an unexpected card from somebody. It could be a brochure. It could be almost anything. Mm. But you know, when you see an email and you read it and it's great, you move on to the next one, and who knows if you'll ever go back to it again. But if somebody sends you something a little personal, something entertaining, they can put it down and come back to it again. Mm. And I'm thinking that in times like these where people truly are craving interaction, that that's something that could really prove meaningful to people. And if a business can afford to do something along those lines, I think they'd get a lot out of doing it. We're going to do it here. And I hope that other folks will see the value in it too. Just because I think it's helpful. I think you're doing a service if you can provide people something that has meaning for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I think the human connection piece of our business, we've all been reminded of the value of making human connection.
Amen.
Yeah.
This social distancing we are open for business, and we allow folks into the lobby. We welcome people to come in if they're healthy. We're going to exercise common sense. We're going to clean more than we used to. Mm-hmm. We have hand sanitizer that we use. We even give some out. I had ordered for an event a few months ago some individual hand sanitizers just as a branded promotional product. And it's amazing how welcome that is when people see that we have one that we can offer them. They like it more than the cookies that we bake. that's saying something. There's nothing like my cookies, okay? But
Noel,
I like the hand sanitizer.
Yeah, I'm a customer of yours. I'm putting that out there for folks. And I know when I've ordered in the past, I've enjoyed taking those cookies. So now I understand. You've given people choices on the promo, and I like that. So that's good. John, you sent out a email to your clients, and of course, as a client of yours, I got one. And I thought it was really honest and transparent and really impactful. It was to me, and I'm sure to your other clients. And you talked about just as a small business owner, how important it is to you to stay in business, to keep your employees employed. I mean, basically, right?
Right. I really struggled initially with the idea of being a printing company being deemed an essential business. I wasn't sure initially, how are we going to stay in business? I knew that sales would drop off precipitously, and why not? Because this is impacting everybody,
right?
Everybody's business. It's as if everything's being put on hold. So how am I going to stay open? What's the purpose?
Right.
And the purpose to me is I have three other employees that I would like to keep them on the payroll.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to be able to, if people can make connections through direct mail, that they see that it benefits other people, I'd like to be able to do that.
Right.
And I made a point that I am not here to take advantage of a situation. If I can keep the presses running enough to keep people here employed, and that I'll do what I need to do to do that, to keep folks here as long as I can. None of us knows how long this is going to last, and none of us have an unlimited resources, but I'm going to do the best I can to keep the door open and hopefully help people.
Well, and I think it's, you've done some price, adjustments. You're doing some promotions, like you're talking about the hand sanitizer. So there's some things that you're doing for businesses right now that they do need help in terms of promoting what they're doing. That hasn't ended. So maybe you can give some examples on what you're doing to serve right now.
Well, for example, with a direct mail project, we have, of course, our standard pricing model, and we come up with the price, but I know that businesses are doing all they can to keep their doors open, just like I am. So, and we, as you know, we don't typically discount. That's not the way my business is modeled. We are solely focused on really producing a superior product, providing an exceptional customer service experience. And it costs money to do that. We do extra proofing, things that take time and resources to do right, so that we make sure that we do it right the first time, and that we also produce something that'll our client will go, wow, that we did better than they expected. We're always after that experience.
Sure.
So I can't afford to simply, you know, price as if I'm a discount printer. It just doesn't make sense. But in this case, I'm frankly not looking for profits right now. I'm looking to survive, keep the presses running, and I will reduce the printing prices accordingly because it's the right thing to do. Now, obviously, I can't discount the postage. The post office charges what they charge.
Right.
That's and so that is a direct pass through. But I can work on my cost to print and assemble the direct mail product. So that's what I'll do. And that's on a case by case basis. You know, not all jobs are the same. So I will, but I'll price accordingly. Again, the objective is to survive. And once we're out of this, I hope everyone on both sides will appreciate what we've done for each other, and we'll all be better for it coming out the other side.
Well, I think, and this is true in North Fulton, and I know we've got listeners around the country and beyond that, you know, have their own local communities. We can only speak to North Fulton. You know, there's a spirit among small businesses in North Fulton, in the greater North Fulton Chamber, about helping each other. And that's really what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's the only way we're going to make it through this, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of small businesses hurting. They don't have the reserves that larger businesses may have for a rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was a rainy day, we're having a lot of rainy days. This started out as maybe just 2 weeks. Now it's 6 weeks, and it's going to be longer, most likely.
Right.
So, as I said, I truly look at it as being in survival mode. How can we help each other get through this? That's what we really want to do.
Folks, if you just joined us, we're speaking with John Wittenberg, and John is the owner of Minuteman Press of Sandy Springs. So, John, you're able to do business really pretty much anywhere. I mean, you are a franchise. You do have a trade area, but if someone gets in touch with you really from anywhere, you could do business with them, right?
That's right. My limitations, John, are essentially on a direct – we are divided up into marketing areas. And so you will not find me direct marketing in another Minuteman Press's territory. That's ethically not the right thing to do. However, if others hear about us through other means and they choose to work with us, then they certainly can contact us, and we're happy to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple of ways to do that through the telephone, of course, at 678-691-9100. We have an email address of sandysprings@minutemanpress.com. And we have a website, sandysprings.minutemanpress.com. And if anyone is interested in that letter that I sent out, it is posted on the website in the About Us section. So I'm happy for anybody to go out there and take a look at it.
Well, and maybe what we can do is put it, with your permission, put it in our show notes when we publish the show into podcast form. We can put it in our show notes if you're willing, if you're up for that.
Certainly.
Yeah.
That'd be terrific.
Okay. Awesome. Terrific. Awesome. Now, just to be clear, while the name is Minuteman Press, and while you talk about keeping the press is running, you're more than just you're certainly printing, but you're more than just printing.
Well, my model includes virtually anything printed that a company may need. That includes floor graphics, window signage, yard signs, feather banners, virtually anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's an area of expertise that we're not familiar with, we will refer someone to the appropriate business to contact, because we have one benefit truly of being part of this franchise network is we have a lot of experienced businesses that we can call on if it's something that we don't do ourselves. And I'll be honest, it's really important to go with a business that you're familiar with, because you could Google anything at any time and have no idea what you're going to get.
Yeah.
So it really helps to know a business before you put your money on the table.
You mentioned a little earlier the care you take with the brands of business owners and their businesses, and that's really important now more than ever, right?
I think right now, in this time of need, that businesses let people know they're out there when they're needed.
Mm-hmm.
And we respect the brands. We respect color. We respect print quality. We truly believe that image is everything, and you need to treat whatever you hand out as if the quality is as good the first time as it is the 100th time.
Mm.
And because you never know who that is the first impression to. And you want that first impression to be just right. And we truly respect that. And it drives what we do.
Right.
We put our money where our mouth is when it comes to quality. We truly believe we want to be the best. We put a lot of effort into it, and we'll do everything possible to make sure it's done right the first time, and hopefully produces a wow when you open it up and see what we've done for you.
Mm. Yeah. So one thing, too, it's not just about first impressions. It's really about people. Maybe you've made a great first impression with your website, let's say, or people have heard you speak, but then you send them a direct mail piece that comes from, you know, a less than reputable Google printer. And all of a sudden people are confused, right? They don't know which message to believe, which quality message to believe.
Yes, I suppose I should say not just a good first impression, but also a lasting impression.
Yeah, there you go.
Unless you want your brand to be associated with cheap, I don't think you want to go with a product or service, for that matter, that doesn't do things with the quality that you yourself are looking after.
Mm.
And so we think that's very important. And I built my business around that.
Yeah, for sure. Folks, we're speaking with John Wittenberg, and John is the owner of Minuteman Press of Sandy Springs. Important to know, by the way, that Minuteman Press is a national franchise organization, so that Minuteman Press shop you walk into is owned by a local business person. It's not, even though you see that name maybe all over the country, you know, John, you're a local business owner, a franchise owner.
Exactly. We are all individually owned and operated. There are mm-hmm. no what you'd call company stores. They're all franchisees. They're mm-hmm. all people from your community.
Right.
They hopefully are out in that community, letting people know that they want to help, not just here in North Fulton, but all over the country and even internationally.
Sure.
It's very much run like a family. And the franchise has been putting out communications every day, encouraging the business owners to get out there and help people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we want to do.
Yeah.
We really would like to help people. This isn't a time to be trying to take an opportunity of something. This is a time to help people. And if you help others, they will help you. This all comes around.
Yeah.
And if you ever want to prove it, now's the time. So we'd like to prove that we're here to help and do what we can to help people. And as I said, ultimately keep my folks employed so they don't end up in a difficult situation.
Well, John, a matter of personal privilege. So we're a client of yours. You know, you produce those awesome Business Radio X mugs for us that are ubiquitous, that people love to get, and love Absolutely. To get, yeah, love to get their picture with. And, always joke that, we guarantee your coffee will taste better in these mugs, and people always, love that. And I think they come back and say, yeah, that's true. So, anyway, thank you for that. Thank you for all you've done for us. And, we're delighted with our relationship and want people to, pick up the phone and call you for their needs. So folks would encourage you to do that. But, so to that point, why don't you gave the contact information once before, John, but why don't you do that, again?
Okay. You can reach us by phone at 678-691-9100, by email at Sandy Springs. That's one word, Sandy Springs, at MinutemanPress.com. You can visit our website at SandySprings.MinutemanPress.com. And love for folks to take a look around, and hopefully they'll find something interesting on that website too.
Awesome. John Wittenberg, owner of Minuteman Press of Sandy Springs. John, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, John. It's a privilege to speak to you, and be well.
Yeah, you too, my friend. Folks, just a reminder that you can listen to this show at any point on any of the podcast apps you may subscribe to. That would include Apple, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, your favorite podcast app. Go to NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com, and you can find our full archive of shows. And follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook, North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, John Wittenberg, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.